passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sportfish Restoration Program. Spending the day fishing is usually its own reward, but if you want to make it more interesting, submit proof of your catch to the Angler Recognition Program.
It's a program where you get recognition for trophy catches, for rod and reel, bow fishing, and unrestricted gear for jug lines and things like that.
Jody Gray oversees the program. Nearly any length or any weight fish caught in fresh or salt water that's been accurately documented will be considered for recognition, with a few small exceptions.
Whatever you do, don't bring me any small fish like anchovies or minnows or mosquito fish.
Because in the past, before weight and length requirements were instated, Gray received lots of stats on tiny fish. Today, new minimums are in place.
For bow fishing, put a minimum weight requirement of a half a pound. And for other fish, for rod and reel records, we're going to use 2 ounces or 0.125 pounds.
Gray says anglers whose fish are certified as records will receive recognition.
You can get recognition for state record catches or large catches, water body records, catch release records. You're going to get something. Any kind of record submission is going to get some kind of award or certificate or pin.
Find complete details about the Angler Recognition Program on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.